106.5 Mountain FM. It's All the Time Bahamas. Rob Murray back with Kenmore Folk Fest Artistic Director Sue Panning. And when things are just not working in one studio, you just move to another studio. I've never actually done my show from the studio here before, but
well, that's great. There's always a first.
That's right. There's always a plan B.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some more of the great artists coming here, including Martin Sexton. I understand you guys are very excited to be having Martin Sexton here.
Yes, I am really excited about Martin Sexton. I've seen him a whole bunch of times, and he's just has such an amazing voice, and he's a really accomplished guitar player, and he just oozes music and rhythm. And we're having him play solo, which is really, I'm excited about, because it really gives him full license to do whatever he wants. And it's really quite amazing to watch. So I think the audience is in for a treat with Martin.
I love those performers who they get up on stage all by themselves and they're like, where's their backing band? And then they play and just like, they don't even need it, you know?
Yeah. He's really cool too, because he does all this percussive stuff and he does this scatting with his voice as well. So sometimes it sounds like a clarinet or a saxophone. It's really cool.
Sounds like it'll be a real highlight. When is he going to be doing the
he's
show?
Playing on Sunday night.
Sounds good.
And as well as doing workshops on the Sunday.
Yeah, and those workshops are really cool as well, because I mean, you pair up different artists and you get them together on stage, and sometimes it becomes really magical.
Well, the one that I've paired him up with is Mike Ferris, and it's the Sunday morning gospel hour.
Yeah.
And between the two of them, I think it's going to be a stellar workshop.
Oh, amazing. All right, so we've got a little Martin Sexton here. This is called Pine Away. It's right here on Mountain FM's Folk Fest Takeover.